and everything. Not 15 years ago.
Okay, now the land that you could use, you call that what?
Farmland.
Did you
have a farm?
Did you have some land maybe near a by that would, you'd have to be flooded and you'd have to plant it later?
Well, they would might maybe be in, on the whole island a few spots, not about bayous, but maybe you'd have a little lowland that you couldn't, you know, if a big rain come would flood it, or there's a few people had spots like that.
Now, suppose you had land that had water standing in a lot of the time. That was a...
That was just lowland, is what we call it, lowland.
Okay. Would it be big or small? Like out here, you got the marshes. When you got trees in them, that's a what? That you call that a... Would
a
it have
swamp. To, it's trees, or and it's bad. It's a swamp.
Okay.
We don't have none on the island. This little, this swamp land back there. Cypress tree land, we call it, because it's cypress trees. But
yeah,
it is too bad to farm and to, you know, can't be farmed.
Okay.
Cattle in the grass don't grow too much because it's too thick.
Now, kind of a, that thing that you call that fresh water, is that the water out there that comes in? That's
it's
a bite.
Rainwater, and it comes, and you see the salt water. Unless it is a heavy tide or a heavy tidal wave or something like that, it don't bring the salt water in it. The water's brackish, but not... unless, in other words, you can't plant rice. If, for some reason... They do plant rice ahead right over there, not too far. But there's some things can't be done because there's a little too much salt in it. Without treating it, you can't use it for rice.
A deep, narrow valley that would be cut in a, by a stream of water or in the woods in a field, say, about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across, that would be called a... You know what I'm talking about? It might leave a just a deep place and somebody could fall in it?
Well, that would be a canal. They do dig canals. We got canals all along.
Well, would they ever dry up?
Well, yes, it depends what it would be between or what it'd be like or where it would be.
When they dry up, they'd call it a... You know, the water wouldn't flow there in a place like that much. It'd just be...
Yeah, it'd just...
It'd just be a kind of occasional place where it had washed out. And you'd call that a...
I don't know what they'd call it here, because I don't believe there's none. I know.
Well, after a heavy rainfall around the road...
Yeah. Well, we got that.
Cut what? It would cut
lowland, we call it lowland.
Yeah. And, you know, the rain would cut a place in the road and you couldn't get by in your car, it'd cut a what? Or a
trench. We've had that on the front ridge. That's why we don't have the highway on the front ridge. On account of the water, the rain would cut the road.
Uh-huh.
You see, there's a marsh and a ridge and a marsh. Well, from that back, to would run over, you know, and the water just cut trenches in the ground.
You know what a gully was? A gully?
Yeah, I know what a gully is.
You don't have any around here?
No, I don't think so. I don't, that, not that I know of.
A gully is a...
And that's more like where this, like a, around the Gulf coasts or somewhere around. Where the water, this little coulees of water.
Okay.
Seems like I think that's what it would be, coulees of water, and then...
You know what a coop was?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a coop, something between two ridges in this lowland, or it's cut like a...